Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Just feeling I'm feeling, but your love we will always believe in. Though you may think my fate is in vain, till Shiloh we chant Rastafari's name.
Yes, I tell you, when they put that on yesterday, my hands were in the air and I was waving them around. Everyone's looking at me like, she thinks she's you in the Rust. You don't have to have locks to be believing certain stuff, you know. I believe all faiths. And I have to say, I didn't cry. Yeah, but Itana's in the house and I'm just so excited that she's here. And I hope I pull up the right mic. Let me see if I got you. Yes, I got you. I got her. She's in the house on the drive time. I'm so pleased to have her here. 27 minutes now after 5. Should we do our bit? We're going to do our drive time. What do you call it, Jay? Karaoke type thing, innit? You ready? Hold on. I'll make sure I've got you up so we can hear you good and proper. Give me a me, 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 me. Me, 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 me.
I laugh. Right, people talk. That's what they do. They don't understand. Home is still a
push and go through.
Yes, they laugh.
Some call me names, but they just don't get it. When they see me, I hold my head up just the same.
When they see me, them just keep on talking.
I keep on walking.
I got my pride.
Me now go show me bad side.
Some of them see me as a big pushover.
Left me for dead and think I'm gonna keel over.
Oh no, not I.
I and I will survive.
Never let them get you down. Yes, so she did. She can't sing in her, don't it?
No, I'm a mimic.
No, he's singing.
I'm actually a mimic. I mimic people.
No, you're singing.
I saw Itana. Everybody saw that, right? I have now done a duet with Itana, and it's going to be released on iTunes.
You better give me some energy.
I love it. I tell you what, I was just saying to Itana off mic, it's 5:30 now, or 5:31. Now, I actually discovered you a little bit late. This is why I love this tune. Because this is the tune that I heard, and the lyrics were like, yes. Seriously, all the lyrics, I totally agree that people talk and blah, blah, blah. And that was how I felt. 3 years too late, isn't it? Because it was 2008 you came into being.
Yeah, but it's never too late, though.
Well, now, as Jason been trying to make Itana think I'm some kind of stalker, which I don't know.
He's nodding back there. Yes, she is.
So, but the thing is, before you started just a solo singer, you was in a group. They put you in a group, didn't they?
Yeah, I was in a 4-girl group. Well, I can't say the name now. But one girl was from Kenya. Mm-hmm. The other one from Ghana. From Guyana. And I'm obviously the one from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. It was like R&B rock music. Yeah.
Actually, I could see you doing a bit of R&B rock. It's just skin. I do that.
I had a different image then, though. Like, I had long braids. Mm. And I was like a size 1.
Right. What is that? That's like tiny, tiny, isn't it?
Like, I shopped in the junior section.
Oh, wow. That's how they wanted you guys to be, isn't it?
Right.
Do you say you can't say the name of them because of you're not allowed to?
I was told not to. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, just because you decided you didn't want to go around in the skimpy clothes, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, Itana decided she don't want to be pasting that thing. Well, good for you. Moved on, decided to become a solo artist.
Yeah.
Went out there and did your first album from 2008, as I was saying, which was a good success for you. Was you happy with it?
Well, doing the album wasn't really a test. I was more concerned about what people were going to say, you know, what they would think. That was my phase, just wondering about everybody else's opinion.
So is this how would this tune come about? Is that why you did People Talk? You was worried about people's perception of you, then you decided?
No, because I've been through it already where people just talk about, you know, whatever they feel at the time. Mm. So it's from my own experience, but that wasn't because I was worried about anything. It was just from my own experience. I was worried overall in general, even in the production. What are people going to say if I write this line? What are they going to think about me if I say this? And it would be about what the producers thought. And not what I was feeling about the song itself.
Yeah, which is restricting when you're trying to write. It's quite restricting to have to
feel. I felt restricted, and I felt, I don't know, I look a bit coward, a little bit scared, not knowing, you know, scared of just not knowing. And after, it took me some time to, you know, get used to the business, getting to know the business a little bit more. And then by the time I got to the second album, I knew too much.
You knew who you were then.
I knew about the business. I was into myself. I grew lyrically, spiritually, everything. I grew.
But the thing is, that's an advice that you would give up and coming now, isn't it? That they need to know the business back to front. This is how a lot of them get ripped off at the beginning.
So. Oh yeah.
All right, so there you go. That's the advice out there. Go learn your business back to front so you cannot get ripped off.
But you'll get ripped off anyway because it's not possible for you to learn everything. And there's always a loophole. Like even in the hardest contracts, there's always a loophole. So
yeah,
it's just, you know, for that person to find it.
Mm-hmm. Do you find it hard as a female in reggae music? Because for me, I wouldn't just say that you are a reggae singer. I say you are a singer because I've heard you do country reggae. I love when they're making going country. I think it's so cool. I do like country music. Sad. Country, rock and roll.
She said sad.
Yeah, no. Don't worry. I get coated for my musical tastes on this station. But what can I say? I still play the songs and they just say, oh, it's Julianne. But yes, the reggae, the country, reggae gone country album. I actually really liked the tracks that were on there.
I did too.
Yeah.
There were songs that we, that I used to listen to. As a kid in the house, my mom used to play country music every Sunday. So
yeah,
I think I'm used to it. I think it's in me.
I think it's a Caribbean thing, isn't it?
They all play country music on the Sunday.
Yeah,
I mean, not anymore. Before, like when I was a little girl. Yeah, they all played country music on the weekends.
Actually, I play country music still. As I said, rock and roll.
But country is good though. Country is message music. Country music always has a story.
Yes, and that's what I like about music. That's why I like people talk. I like your music. You've got a story going behind it. It's not just, you know, it's lyrics.
Yeah,
which is what I like to hear. And the reason why I was asking as well about females in reggae, because you've been around, as I said, since 2008. And I don't feel that you're as known as I believe you should be, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that do know your voice. They do know Etana. And the first thing they say is that she is a phenomenal singer.
Thank you.
Blew me away yesterday.
Thank you.
I practiced this, you know, before I went to the concert. And I ain't lying. So as soon as you came out, arms were up. The dress was fabulous. Please leave it when you
Thank
go
you.
Home. If you don't mind.
You're making me laugh.
But do you feel restricted? You've been likened to, someone said that they can actually see you like getting a phenomenal praise that Marcia Griffiths has been getting over the years. You're going to surpass, way past.
Wow.
Where she's at. Seriously.
Thank you.
Do you feel that you are struggling to make yourself known as a female in reggae?
It's a real fight. Real fight. I mean, in the beginning, my struggle was being able to go on stage on time or, you know, something like that. And I had to get aggressive like the men would. And to the management at the time at Fifth Element, which was also Richie Spice manager.
Yeah.
They decided that they were going to have a man walk me on stage, have a man walk me off stage. And kind of set the tone, you know, like teach people how to treat me.
Yeah, oh, right, okay.
And that's what they did. And so eventually I got over the whole, you know, performing on time thing or being able to perform in peace without someone walking up on the stage and taking the mic because he feels it's his turn. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I passed that. And then I got to fighting to perform with my own band. And then I passed that too. And then now I'm at the stage where I'm still going through the same issue that a lot of women have to face in even corporate offices, like not being able to get paid the same or to be paid as a man would have gotten paid. So I'm there now. And as far as like with the label that I was with, VP Records, they introduced me to reggae. But I still think that if I had known a little bit more, I would have had a better contract.
Yeah.
And when I got to the fourth album and it was time to renew the album, I decided that I'm not going to do that. That I'm going to do it by myself and own my music.
Yeah, good for you.
Because getting 3 cents on a dollar or getting 3 cents on an album is nothing.
No, seriously, nothing.
Exactly. And so if, just imagine it, let me throw a figure out there just to say a company pays $50,000 for a production, and that $50,000 has to be recouped before the artist can make a dollar. Now, if I'm making, if an album is sold for $15 per album and I'm getting 3 cents on that dollar, towards that recoupment, not 3 cents on that dollar in my pocket, 3 cents towards that $50,000 that's owed. And so they're collecting 14 something, and I'm getting 3 cents on the album, or 3 cents or 1 cent on a song, depending on the country.
And the thing is, the way your friends and family are deeming it, you're out there, you've done 2 albums this much, you must be coining in the money. And
No.
They knew the truth.
No, not coining in the money on sales for the album.
Yeah,
no.
That's what people think, though. That's what they would be thinking, that, you know, you've done all this and you must be coining it in. And look, you don't even want to share out the money, and it's not the artist that's getting the money.
No.
Oh, it's such a shame.
So that's why it's important for an artist to know the business. I mean, I'm happy now that I'm in a position to be able to afford producing my own album. It is expensive and it takes a lot of time, and that's why artists complain and producers complain about, you know, people being able to download the music for free, because it's expensive to record an album. An average song maybe take at least very minimum, like maybe $3,000 per song.
Right.
Minimum. That means that you don't spend all the time mixing, and you don't take too long to run up the bill. You kind of just at the bare minimum. So just, you know, think about it when you're doing a whole album.
Yeah. It says, well, that's why a lot of the artists, especially the UK one, I don't know if you know this, a lot of the younger UK ones have bypassed, as you said, the companies now. They've had enough of being ripped off by them. They've got their own labels. A lot of the
I think everybody's doing that.
But what the grime artists are actually doing as well, they're bypassing some of the radio as well, but they've just had enough of being controlled. They're not even releasing clean lyrics. They're going straight to the underground.
And it's working.
It's working for them. Straight to their fans, because they've had enough of the corporates owning them and not supporting them enough.
It's that's the thing. When it comes to marketing and a lot of other things that you think, you know, you should be able to get this done if you're with a label, and then you're not able to. It's like, okay, so if I could do this by myself, then what's the point of you being there? You're just, you know, collecting basically.
Basically that. But you actually made a good breakthrough. I put my notes here because my memory is so rubbish. You got to the Billboard 100 reggae, the first female reggae artist in, 15 years?
Yes.
That must have opened a lot more doors for you.
It has. You know what? I can't say that my journey has been all hard. I have accomplished a lot. And I've been to many places across the world. And I've seen many happy faces. I've seen some crying eyes with joy.
Told you. I tried.
You know?
I didn't get it.
I've seen so much, and I'm grateful. My music has made people happy. It has healed people. I've been to major, major festivals. And I've been to some little ones too. You know, so I can't say it's all hard.
The European, you've done your European tour 2012. Was it 2000? Yeah.
I've done it 2008, 2009, every year.
So, and they love it. They love reggae music. Right. And especially in Africa as well. I'm finding that the a lot of the reggae artists now.
I'm excited about Africa. Yes.
They're only a move over there. They got the Jafaican. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that does the Jafaican.
Somebody get her.
Get me a book. I have to go online and do the video and learn how to do it. You have to learn how to speak properly. Because a monster at McConfram.
No, they speak straight. Well,
English type Caribbean.
Sorry. Yeah, English type patois.
Right, okay.
Well, not English type. Wait. African English patois. Does that make sense?
Yeah, African English. That's what they speak in Africa. Well,
African English patois, yes.
They do speaky spoken. They try to say English words. It just sounds completely wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm in there Jamaican. So you looking to go to Africa soon?
They love reggae music over there. Absolutely love reggae. In Kenya, the love for reggae is just so deep. Ghana. All over Africa. It's just amazing how much love they have for the music, and not only just the music, the message in the music, the positive vibe, they're very much into positivity. The only thing, my only wish for Africa, and I don't think it ever will, because it's like every country has its own language, its own culture, its own everything, and then you have like tribes within. So it's like, to me, it's very tribal and very separated.
Yeah.
And I just, my only wish is that one day it will all unite, like how the states are united, you know?
Yeah, well.
She goes, well.
No, because I'm thinking about England. We need to unite a bit more over here as well.
Really?
Yeah, we really do. We do. We always complain as black people that we are our own worst enemies.
Not just black people in England. I'm talk all of Africa. Yeah. Like for it to be one continent, one country with different states, right?
Yeah.
Black people know that's another issue altogether.
Yeah. You know, time when I said that she switched, she went Jamaican.
Black people, that's another issue altogether. I think that the only way that we could be stronger as a people is to unite and to support each other, and we don't do that at all.
Do you know what, you saying that, it actually leads me on to ask, going to touch on this briefly. You got a lot of backlash, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did an interview and was praising or saying something about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of backlash from someone
else.
I mean, me personally, I think my political views is my own, and it's got nothing to do with anyone else. What I think, I'm entitled to my own, and that's what I was saying with you. But you had fans, supposedly fans, saying that you're not getting our money anymore because
they were not fans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Supposed fans.
No.
Yeah, you can't be a fan.
Like, they were not fans. You remember, like, what some people hope for, and it was such a highly political time that it came up to, because there was also an election in Jamaica coming up that I was not aware of.
Yeah.
Remember, like, I've been touring for the whole time, even while I was pregnant, I was touring.
Right.
And then I just had the baby at that time. She was just like a couple weeks old.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm seeing bits and pieces as I travel through the airport, and I just, you know, made my comment, and I was like so confident. I was like, yes, it's gonna work and we're gonna be all right. and then I made some comments too about being in Jamaica, that the citizens of Jamaica deserve to have ambulances when accidents or anything happen, or the minimum wage was too low, that $60 US dollars is $6,000 in Jamaica, right, or 5,000 something. No, 60 US dollars is almost 7,000. That's more than the minimum wage in Jamaica per week.
Right. Okay,
it's impossible for people to live, for a family to live off of that. And those are the things that I was talking about. But what I didn't realize is, while I was saying all of those things, there was an election coming up in that week.
Right. Okay.
Right. So can you imagine now how all the government parties and everybody were like, whoa, what did she say? Wait a minute.
They jumped on it.
You know? So I felt like it was a combination of things that caused the attack to be so great. And not only that, I was not aware. I was angry. And this is what happens too when you operate or when you say or act in anger, because I did act in anger at the time. I was so angry that black people were being murdered in the streets by police, and that the only thing that I can hear from the current government is I send my condolences.
Yeah.
So I was angry, seriously angry. And then when it happened, it was my first time also dealing with any kind of backlash or any kind of negative stuff like that. I've never dealt with it before, so I panicked. I was like, wait a minute, what's going on? What's happening? And then all my fans were like, no, it's this, it's that, and the comments were coming all over. And I was like, wait a minute, I can't possibly respond to everybody.
Of course not, yeah.
This is thousands, if not millions of people. So I took a deep breath, and I said, I'm in control here. And I just stepped back and I just dealt with it. I clearly said I didn't know everything about him, and don't expect me to know everything about this person. You know, I didn't know everything. And then when I figured out everything about him, I said, okay, I said what I said already, and I'm just hoping that things could take a positive turn, you know, into a positive direction for the country, for everybody to be happy in their own way, and that, you know, all of this will kind of, you know, I don't know, turn into something positive. After he won, that was worse for me, not for my fans and not for the people, because I think they got over it already. But for me, I was like, oh my God, so what is this? Did I know somehow in my spirit that it was going to happen? What is it, you know?
Okay, so I'm going to win the lottery. Say it loud. Say I'm going to win the lottery.
No, I've heard that before. Do you know the lottery number? Somebody text me, ask, do you know the lottery number? Yeah, but it was a special time for me. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
And since then, believe it or not, I've seen accidents in Jamaica. And I've seen ambulances, fire truck, something we don't see. We didn't. I didn't even know we had fire truck.
Wow, you're kidding.
I see fire. I saw a fire truck at the scene. I saw an ambulance at the scene, and there was police at the scene.
Oh my goodness!
So the only thing that I'm hoping to see now to be the next progress is the increase in the minimum wage actually benefits the people. So I'm working. I'm hoping that will change soon. And as far as the election in America and Trump, I'm just hoping that, I don't know, something positive will happen and some change will come forward that will make everybody happy, or if not even 100% happy, balance out all the stress that has been created over this whole election. And after I've read through all the history, because I went deep, and because I'm doing my classes too online.
Are you studying?
No. Guess what my next class was right after that? Don't you just guess. You take a guess.
Well, it's something political, obviously.
No, no, no.
It wasn't.
In my class, right after the whole thing happened, was American history. And I said, how ironic. And after I read through, after I went through all of it, I realized why the president before Obama could not have done or said much about what was happening. And it's serious, but it's true. And there's a reason for that. It takes us right back to us being as powerful as we need to be, or as united as we need to be powerful, to be more influential, so that people like him can speak out and not be afraid of losing his life like other presidents did.
Of course, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's a very serious and deep thing that was happening that I did not have the full understanding of at the moment. But after learning all I did, I realized, okay, you should have just shut your mouth and said nothing.
I bet management said that as well. Next time we do an interview, you read up first. And
oh, no. I'm just not saying nothing. Because no matter what you say, no matter what you say, there's always going to be someone who is going to say
it
shouldn't be that way. So it's best to just not say anything at all.
Right.
For me, I just won't say nothing, you know? I'm Etana, and you're locked into the Drive Time with Julie Ann. Keep it locked in, because this is where the vibe is at. Aya, so the fire there. Keep it locked. Boom, shot.
So, Etana, you are doing what I love artists doing. You are actually giving back. I love that. You're doing some charity work. And I know you don't like talking about it, because she's humble. She's a humble person. But I want you to tell people. that you're doing, so the rest of the artists can do the same thing.
Well, I believe in, and I won't say believe, because I think when you believe, you have a little bit of doubt. I know that it's important for people to have an opportunity for to get an education. I think when you when you're educated, you think differently, you make better decisions.
I agree.
And you can operate properly in a system created, you know, to go along with your education, you know. And so you have some very, very, very smart, intelligent, talented youths who just don't have the opportunity because of lack of funding for lunch, for bus, for whatever, you know, and so, or for even books. And so what I do is I find the ones that are most willing.
Yeah.
Meaning they will walk to school miles without breakfast, come walk back home without lunch, and probably go home and they might not be enough for them to eat. And so I pay for the tuition, I get the books, I help wherever I can with uniforms or shoes or whatever that's needed, and they go through school.
I love that. That is brilliant. But what I'm going to have to do now, I've had her here for a while, poor thing, and she's tired. She's done 4 shows back to back. The best one was London. Sorry, Manchester. She never said that. Putting her in trouble there.
She said it.
Like I said, we broadcast in Manchester, but she didn't say that. She said they were all brilliant. But yesterday, as I said, you came, didn't you? It was absolutely fabulous yesterday. So what is next now for you? You're going to go rest? You've got some more music you're putting out? What are you doing next?
I have to go to Amsterdam in 2 days. I have a show there. I'm also recording the album. So after I finish Amsterdam, I go to Jamaica. I record for a week, and then the shows start again. I'm going to be working on a lot of shows all the way up until October.
Oh, wow. No rest.
So I'm going to be recording in between and touring in the U.S. in...
Oh, they're going to love you there.
Wait, U.S., Europe, Africa, and in the islands as well.
So when is the album? You got a due date that you're ready
in
to put it out?
In first quarter of 2018. I don't have a due date yet. The EP was supposed to be July 1st, but Clive Hunt
you're putting you out there, mate,
decided that he would pull it back because he needs to do some touches.
Okay.
So he's working on it now as we speak, and he's still trying to make the date possible. Right. If not, it will be later, but in July. So not another month. Yeah.
Well, something definitely, the EP will be out. The album will be in July. Year, but you definitely got something new. Oh, that's been
right.
So
right.
My man that I've got lined up is from, this is your last one? How long ago?
That's a single that was recently released.
That you do in between.
Right.
It's when you're in between.
I was telling you that I do songs. I was telling her that I do songs in between while I'm recording the album so that my fans will have something to listen to. And so this song was written to kind of celebrate, not kind of, to celebrate all the good men who are not abusive, but loving to their wives and supportive. Yeah.
Yay.
So this one is just saying that I honor my man, I honor a man that is supportive and loving and kind.
Good, I like that. Itana, who you can find at Twitter, at Itana the Strong Man.
Etana Strong One for Twitter.
Yeah.
Etana Strong One for Instagram. And on Facebook is ONEETANA.
Right. You know, I could have kept you here forever. And I know, look, I'm getting lips.
I know we got lost in the conversation.
Yes, anyway, it was good. It's good. I mean, when I look forward to it, see, I only do interviews with people that I'm interested in. Otherwise, it just doesn't flow right. It sounds...
Thank you.
It sounds fake, if you see what I'm saying. It flows better when
you...
I
can't do that.
No.
As you can already see, I'm just not good at doing the fake stuff.
And see, she's tired and she still managed to stay and do that. So I'm really pleased. So thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And we're looking out for the EP this year, guys. There will be some new stuff out. And hopefully you'll be coming back to London very, very, very soon.
Yep.
With your own show.
Don't it? I can't wait.
Oh, show. Etana featuring.
Yeah.
Julie Ann from Colourful Radio.
Yes.
Jason just
look at him rolling his eyes. He rolled his eyes.
Yeah, he's so rude. And if she's not featuring DJ Julie Ann. Hey, you've got to line up the work. Look, my boss is agreeing. Lighting up the work, yes.
It probably would work, yeah. I agree.
DJ Julian on Itana's bill hosting, yay. I'll be singing it until I come out and grab the mic. Girl, why are you singing all my songs for?
No, the pretty face and the smile will work on a stage.
All right. You heard that. Everybody heard that. It's on Facebook. We've got it. Audio evidence. Itana said, I'm coming to feature and be her DJ.
Right.
All right, Itana.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming.
Bless
you
are Julian at a queen of the concrete jungle. Lying on the scene is dangerous. Whoa. I'm Itana and you're locked into Julian. She's the richest girl. Keep it
colorful, 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 colorful radio.